¿Habla usted Spanglish? Clary Torres. Grandpa habla de su broken romance. Late one evening, Canutito was sitting in la cocina, armed with paper, scissors, glitter, and glue. He stuck his tongue slightly out the side of his boca as he concentrated on what he was doing.
¿Qué estás haciendo, mijo?
Grandpa Carampio asked, sidling up to him.
It looks like you are trabajando muy duro.
Oh, Grandpa, began the little boy. La maestra at school had us draw names, and we have to make Valentine cards for the kids whose names we drew.
A mí me tocó the girl who sits in back of me.
Grandpa Caralampio was looking at his grandson carefully. As he was speaking, he began to suspect that Canutito kind of liked the girl who sat in back of him.
Oh, ¿qué pasa, mijo? He asked him. I suspect que le tienes los hots a esa muchachita. Am I right?
Canutito blushed a deep shade of crimson and he hung his head.
Oh, mijo, began his grandpa trying to console his grandson,
when he saw that the little boy was quite taken with the girl.
That is nothing to darte vergüenza about. Everybody falls in love at one time or another.
Did you, ever tenerle los hots a anybody? Asked Canutito innocently.
Sí,
replied his grandpa, stroking his chin as he recalled his youth fondly.
Her name was Sinforosa, y ella vivía at the house right next to us, so that I could watch her often.
Y, began Canutito, perking up. Did she like you back, Grandpa?
Pues, I'm not really sure, said Mano Carolampio. We came from two different mundos, you see. I came from a family of borregueros, sheep herders. Yeah, well, she belonged to a family that owned a pack of dogs. In order to show her that I liked her, I would push her into mud puddles and pull on her trenzas and cosas así.
I don't think Clara would like for me to push her into a mud puddle or pull on her pigtails, Grandpa. Returned Canutito.
Oh, maybe that's why Sinforosa, continued his grandfather, still lost in thought, used to call me names every time that I walked past her house. From her porch, she would yell, Hey, you smell like a borrega! Borreguero, borreguero, borreguero! Well, that hurt my pride, and I wanted to call her something back. All I could think of was que ella tenía a whole big old pack of dogs, pero I couldn't think of nicknames having to do with perros. Finally, I got an idea. I called back. Y tú, you dog person who lives with perros. Perroda, perroda, perroda.
And after that, she stopped calling me borreguero. Isn't a perroda a lady who stinks? Asked Canutito, somewhat puzzled.
Yeah, I guess it is, replied his grandpa. Perrodos are what we call stink bugs over here. I guess she figured que that being a borreguero was not quite as bad as being a perroda.
Did you quit liking her, Grandpa? Asked Canutito of his grandfather.
No, todavía le tenía los hots. So for Valentine's Day, I decided to make her un Valentine. On the front of the card, I drew an ojo, a pair of zapatos, the letter U, the number 2, una avispa, the word my, and a heart. On the inside of the card I wrote, I choose you to be my Valentine. Well, you know que she made a big ol' escándalo and ran around the classroom telling everybody que I couldn't speak good English. That's when I gave up on her.
Pero just imagine, Grandpa, said Canutito looking up at him. If you had still liked her, you never would have met a la Grandma Cuca. Didn't you fall in love with her on Valentine's Day también?
Oh, no, mijo, replied his grandfather. She came later. I think I fell in love with your grandma on Groundhog's Day or El Día de los Muertos.
And why did you fall in love with Grandma Cuca? Asked Canutito, now even more interested than ever. Was it for her looks, her brains, her money, or all of the above?
Oh, pues, actually, pondered his grandfather. It was for none of the above. I fell in love con tu gramita because she smelled like chicharrones. She would put pig grease on her cabello to keep it in place. On warm days, the grease would run down the sides of her face, and then I would use any excuse to touch her forehead and lamberme los dedos.
Is that where we get the expression, finger licking good, Grandpa? Asked the boy.
Oh, could be, mijo. Could be, his grandpa replied. And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye for Habla Usted Spanglish.